Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 3rd, 2022, through Friday, October 7th, 2022. Monday, October 3rd, 2022. Former HP manager sentenced to 3 years in prison and $5+ million wire fraud scheme. Shelby Zetto was sentenced to 36 months in prison in connection with her scheme to defraud her former employer out of more than $5 million. Zetto of Fremont pleaded guilty on March 23, 2022, to wire fraud, money laundering, and related tax charges. According to the plea agreement, Zetto was employed by HP Inc., HP, as an executive assistant and finance planning manager from approximately August 2017 until June 2021. Rather than make payments in accordance with the company's policies, Zetto devised a fraudulent scheme whereby she sent approximately $4.8 million in unauthorized payments from her HP commercial credit cards to several Square, PayPal, and Strip merchant accounts under her control. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, October 4th, 2022. Rockland business owner sentenced to 10 years in prison for embezzling from his employer and, while awaiting sentencing, defrauding banks. Kevin Lee Coe was sentenced to 10 years in prison for wire fraud, money laundering, and submitting false statements to a financial institution. According to court documents, on December 8, 2016, Coe pleaded guilty to wire fraud and money laundering for embezzling approximately $4.8 million from his former employer, Holt of California. Coe used the money he embezzled to purchase, among other things, luxury cars, home furniture, NFL football and NBA basketball season tickets, and approximately $1 million in purchases for the online video game, Game of War. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, October 5th, 2022. First of five defendants sentenced to over 8 years in federal prison for his role in nationwide grandparent scam. Jason Pope, aka Biz, was sentenced to 97 months in federal prison for mail fraud and money laundering offenses related to his role in a nationwide elder fraud scheme. Pope and four co-conspirators have all signed plea agreements for their roles in the offenses, and Pope is the first to be sentenced. According to court documents, from at least April 2020 and continuing through January 2021, Pope, along with co-conspirators Darlins Renard, Princess Elazar, Jennifer Glemieu, and Kareem Brown, targeted and exploited the elderly and their relationships with their relatives for personal financial gain. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, October 6, 2022. Justice Department announces enforcement action involving over $100 million in losses to Department of Veterans Affairs. The U.S. Department of Justice, 2022, announced guilty pleas by seven defendants in three separate cases in schemes to defraud the Department of Veterans Affairs, JVA, post-9/11 GI Bill Education Benefits Program. Michael Bostic and Eric Bostic each pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. According to court documents, Michael Bostic was the founder and CEO of California Technical Academy, CTA, a VA-approved, for-profit school that offered technical training programs at three locations in Los Angeles and San Diego. Eric Bostic was CTA's Director of Student Services. During the period when CTA's VA approval was withdrawn, CTA received more than $33 million in tuition payments from approximately 1,793 enrolled veterans. In total, Michael and Eric Bostic's scheme to defraud the VA resulted in a total loss of approximately $104,682,860. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. Friday, October 7, 2022. Podiatrist convicted of $1.8 million healthcare fraud scheme. Dr. Kenneth Mitchell was convicted for his role in devising and executing a $1.8 million scheme to defraud Medicare by billing for services under another doctor's name after Medicare revoked his privileges to participate in the program. Mitchell was also convicted for falsification of records designed to prevent detection of his fraud and aggravated identity theft for falsely corresponding with Medicare under the name of another physician. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Mitchell was revoked from participating in the Medicare program in January 2015. Shortly thereafter, he convinced his then partner to enroll in Medicare and assist in opening a new clinic called Urban Healthcare Group, PLLC. Once the new business was set up, Mitchell continued to bill Medicare for services, only now exclusively under the name of his partner. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.